Okay, so we're holding in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. Sif Dalad. We did the Sif, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So holding Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Ches. So after Anias Baruch Hu, so what's the name again about the Baruch Hu? Shum Tehu Ascholos Tefilas Arbi Shal Shabbos. So once they start davening, L'chein HaKol Pershim Ozmi Malacha, K'in L'kamam Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud. So Kamisha Kibbal Lov Kedusha Shabbos Beferish. That's equivalent to being Makabal Kedusha Shabbos. Vosar Oz Bechol HaSayogim HaGedeir Meshagodru Chazal LeShabbos. So now you have all of the dinim of Shabbos. Karen Lichthus Namerichot, Tzal HaSiyah Ba'alma, Bechol Shkem Berachitza Bechamen, Chia Gavna Bechol HaShusim. So all of the Drabonans will now take effect upon the person once he's been Makabal the full Kedusha Shabbos. Which that makes sense once he's started actual Arbis of Shabbos. Okay.
I thought we reached the stage before that. Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
Before that, when we said...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. He's just saying, now, Ubo Mechar B'Lashmina, what's the point over here that he's saying? Tafilu Oysen HaDvorim, Shetiru B'Ben HaShmoshes. Kigana Ruvich HaTzeres B'Hatmona. We said certain things which were permitted B'Ben HaShmoshes. Which, for example, Ruvich Hatzeris and Hatmona, the Huba Vadai, the Tzarek Shabbos, those are definitely Tzarek Shabbos type of situations. Would in the Kol Shus Shul Tzarek Mitzvah, or Shus Tzarek Mitzvah, which are Mutav and Hashmoshes, once you're Mekabel, Kedusha Shabbos Atzmoi, so then, Afilahachi, over here it's Aser. Kilahachi, Aser Khan. Batam. The Kim of the Kibbal of Shabbos Beferish, he's been Mekabel.
Usur Khan.
Here,
yes.
The Kibbutz the Kibbutz of Shabbos Beferish, after whose man Harbi Kanim Ben Hashmoshes, even though it's before Ben Hashmoshes, but since he's been Makabal, actual Shabbos, Chomer Mi Ben Hashmoshes Bli Kabbalah, this is before Ben Hashmoshes with a full Kabbalah, is more Chomer than Ben Hashmoshes without a Kabbalah. Okay? Now, Lufi Zeh, Lo Yitzur Heterah the Ben Hashmoshes Hanal Inyan Eruvah Heteres V'Hatmono. This comes out a practical issue that which we were permitting Eruvah Heteres or Hatmono Ben Hashmoshes is only in a place where there wasn't the Tzibur being Mekabel Shabbos already. Chegav Narak Imhu B'Malkam Shein Shom Tzibur. The Lavachi B'Vadi Rabbi Tzibur Kibul Kamar Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Normal people are Mekabel already then. So if you'd have a Tzibur, you'd have to assume that the Rabbi of the Tzibur has been Mekabel. And once that's true, then it generates a state of Kabbalah's Kedusha Shabbos Ba'atzmoy, and you can't do these things. We say later on that once the Rebbe of the Tiber has been Mekabel, even the individuals who have not been Mekabel automatically are considered into the Kabbalah. So this is only through a tzibur being makabel together, but if an individual person is makabel that doesn't have the chumra more than ben hashmoshes, and we spoke about this before, so it doesn't have the same level. His kabbalah is not as significant and as at Tzibur's Kabbalah, and that doesn't take away the Heter Ben Hashmoshes. The Chazal were matter certain things Ben Hashmoshes. So this is true, even though it's still Yom. Adayin Yom. Rasulam Rafilahu Bizman Harbi Kadam Ben Hashmoshes. Kol Shul Acher Plaga Mincha. That's the after Plaga Mincha. But the point is, it's not Ben Hashmoshes yet, but it doesn't make a difference. Because if the whole Tzibur was Makabel, it's more Chomer. So now Ein Ma'arvin. I feel the Dar Mitzvah, you can't do it even with Dar Mitzvah, you cannot do Ma'arvin. Okay, so that is, then the Mechaber adds.
Be Ma'arev.
Ma'arev, yep.
Tchumin?
No, even Chaseris. Tchumin, you couldn't do Ben Hashmoshes anyway. Chiddush is over here, that Ruach Chaseris, which is Mutter Ben Hashmoshes, is Aser. Over here with this Kabbalah, even before Ben Hashmoshes, it's awesome. Okay. Now that then the Mechaber said, for us, Mr. Shilim HaShabbos is like a Boruch. The Mestam Akim and Shemazker, Shabbos Havik HaKabola. Kosamogan of Rom and says that, you know what? No. We do say Mr. Shilim HaShabbos. Philhochi, Oysu Kolom Lachos, that Boruch. It's before Minish Moshes. So there's no problem inside the Minish Moshes issue. People will continue to do Malach until Baruch Hu. Now, what's shot in that? Mizman Chazal, they didn't have Mr. Shalir Mashabbos. The Mechaber said that nowadays for us, Mr. Shalir Mashabbos takes over the commitment, the Kabbalah of Baruch Hu, and you're ready to Makabal from that. Makabal says, you know, nowadays we do say Mr. Shalir Mashabbos, but we're not Makabal. So how do you understand that? But, so the answer is that the Magen Roma has to assume that and where these people lived, this is how they set it up. That even though they're saying Mr. Shilim HaShabbos, they don't mean to be, it should be a Kabbalah. Zatim Shabura, V'chol Zeb Zman HaMagen Avram, Abba Bim Kamei Seinu, Amina Kayyoyim, Miyad Shomer Mitzvah Yashir, Mekamel Natsibur HaShabbos Alayu, Vosu B'chol HaMalach, Zafilo Dayan Hayim God. So you look at the stages of this back and forth, right? So Bizman Chazal, they didn't have Mr. Shalim HaShabbos, so the Kabbalah was with Boruch. Good. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays we have Mr. Shalim HaShabbos, the Kabbalah is with Mr. Shalim HaShabbos. Because the Magen Rambam says that where in his time, they decided not to do that. So the Prima Gadim, in our time, we did decide to do that. So that's the Mishabur comes out like that. Now, because of the Sefer Derech Chochma, who had been mekaymos shenagim lomer mit lechadoidi, mesamim bray kala have kabbalah Shabbos mamish. Right, mitzvah Sefer Shabbos. Okay, in the places where besides saying Mr. Shalim HaShabbos, they also say the piyut of lechadoidi at the end, where we say bray kala, come in, you're greeting in the kala. So that's already the moment of the Kabbalah. Now it's interesting to point out that our minig, we're not menachem avelim b'Shabbos except b'koshi when you have no other choice. Many shuls, like you know, the place where they do nichum avelim is the avelim will come in after Bar Yikala, before Mr. Shalim HaShabbos. Why then? Because you weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Well, excuse me, you just told me you are Mekabel Shabbos. So Rabbi Yashar says it's a raya that those Mekabes which do that minig are not Mekabel with the end of the Chodot. They're Mekabel with Mr. Shalim HaShabbos. So nowadays, it's a little bit more complicated because Bisham, when you had cities which had a minig, they had a Masur. This is what they did in the city. So that's what they were established in. Nowadays, we have no Masur. We have our scroll. So you know, so I don't know what our minig is. What's your minig? What's the minig in the city? I don't know what the minig in the city is. You know, I know that Archul says it's when you say it. So is that? But you know, what's supposed to happen over there? I mean, the pashas. Now that Archul decided that all of Klaisel should say it over there, and that means Klaisel not makabel Shabbos till Mr. Shalim HaShabbos.
Only the Ashkenazim. The ones
that daven nusach Ashkenaz. Right, the daven nusach. They say it earlier. They don't do it. Beklal. They don't beklal. Saying so. As much as there is such a makom minig, it's clear that they're not. The whole point is to do it before your makabel Shabbos. That's the whole point. So apparently, the minig is not the makabel with lechadori, but it's the makabel with Mr. Shalim HaShabbos. Okay.
So remind me what you just said. When the Mishnah writes, says he does not say, he says the makabel say no. He's not talking about rather, he's not talking about poem. He's talking about. Ashkenaz, right?
It's about, you know, all of Ashkenaz, the main body of Jewry was in Lithuania and Poland. Your Minhaga Ashkenaz, which the Ramah is talking about, etc., were much more, basically mean Jewry moved from Ashkenaz to Poland. So the Minhaga Ashkenaz, which are being referred to, for the general referring to the Minhaga, which were in Poland. Poland and Lithuania, they were really one body for the most part, before the Chassidim came along. I'm saying, Germany for a period of many years, there was nothing in Germany. Most places in Germany, the Jews have been expelled from. There was nothing there. The whole main body of German Jewry moved into Poland and settled there. The Menhagim, which the Rama is talking about, what he calls Menhagi Ashkenaz, really are Menhagim of Poland. Okay. Just tell over here in this Bir Halacha. So the Mishnah, you know, mentions that he spoke about this in the Bir Halacha, that this Kabbalah through the Tzibur is a higher level of the Kabbalah than just the individual person being Mekabel, and that's even to the point that it overrides the term of Ben Hashmoshes. Chazal allows certain things Ben Hashmoshes, but not once you have this Kabbalah. But the Kabbalah of Yochid doesn't override that. Then, taking it a step weiter, there was a Mishnah before which said, and if you get to the point where that most Mekarmas of Klaisel, not even in the city, but in all around in the other cities as well, having Mekabel Shabbos, then there's no Hetzer B'mira L'Hakam. So we have three madregas. You have the Kabbalah B'Yachid. Kabbalah B'Yachid is not more chomer than Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes, they were matter drabbanans for the person himself to do. Okay, then they have Kabbalah B'Tzibur, which is over here, which takes away the heter of the person doing the rabbanans himself. Can't do Ruvich Hateris and Atmana. And then you have what Mishnah Berurah said before in Sif Kat and Yud Zayin, with Rav Mekaymas of Klaisel and Mekabel Shabbos at that point in time, then even Amir La'akim becomes us.
Kabbalah B'Tzibur, you could subdivide into where it's just Maishu, I'm with a minion, but there are many minyanim in town, which doesn't have the effect of being Moshech the Yechidim. And when it's the whole town, which is Moshech the Yechidim. So which one is he talking about when he says Kabbalah B'Tzibur?
He means the Tzibur, the community.
The community. So if it's an individual shul, then the whole thing doesn't really apply. So if it doesn't, this doesn't apply, we don't have that level.
If it would be an individual, you know, one shul, which well, other shuls are not making early, so that would like be a Kabbalah Yochid, that you still have to banish Moshes. Okay. Correct. But just one pointing out, the Mishnah Berurah before had a Madrega where even Amir La'akum becomes, there's a special after Amir La'akum and Hashmoshes, but once all of the Tzibras have been Mekabel, not just this Tzibra, but the Tzibra of the many cities around, that's Morkomer, and Amir La'akum becomes us. So there's three stages in this process of levels of Kabbalah, the impact that it has in regards to the Kabbalah. Adam, I'm going to ask you a favor, if you can mute. Adam?
Yeah?
It's possible if you can mute, it'd be a little bit easier.
Sorry, I thought I was on mute.
Okay. Simon the Reis Samad Beis. Mekadosh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch U'B'Ksus Nakiya. So we have to give respect to Shabbos by the setting up the house. The house should look appropriately. So Sif Aleph, Yisadu Shulchan B'Yatziyah Hamitos Yisakin Kol Yoni Habayis. The person should set up the table, the beds, all of the rest of the house. When he comes home, everything is set up ready to go. And the table really should remain appropriately set over Shabbos. It doesn't mean you have the silverware there. It means as opposed to they would take apart the tablecloth and whatever they would do.
What, take apart the tablecloth?
Right.
What do you mean?
I really don't know what they lived like. Apparently, they would sometimes just put away the table.
Silverware doesn't have to be out.
The silver does not have to be out the whole Shabbos. Shulchanai, the Arab Shabbos, the Lily Shabbos. You want it set an Arab Shabbos to be ready for the night of Shabbos. Okay. Hamitash Yoshin Aleh, we're talking about the mitzvahs which they would use to sit on. And also the beds that you sleep on should also be ready, but that's not the point of the Shulchan over here is the chairs. That was their Shvi Oruch. Why? That's considered Kavod Shabbos. Shzel Kavod Shabbos. Oruch Chamenu Zichron Rocha Shnei Malachim Hashoris Malabim LeLaadam Be'er Shabbos Be'Ben Excess of the Beisoy Echad Toy Echad Ra. This your person has two Malachim which accompany him home. Kshabal the Beisoy Benimsa. They come in and Motzin Er Daluk Meshulchan Oruch Amitu Mutzas. So if the house is ready, is set for Shabbos. fine. So we don't want that. You should take away the spider webs before Shabbos. I'm not sure why exactly the spider webs got their special mention. Like, you know that there it suddenly was such a common issue that they needed to like talk about it. Okay, table is darker. So this lila shi lo yizrik davar b'bayis chutz the shulchan. I mean darker lechabed is b'bayis b'davar hamutter. Achav siruzu kadesh lo yinavul is b'bayis. You shouldn't drop things onto the floor if you're in a situation where you don't have a way to sweep the floor. So that's the issue we'll talk about later on. In other words, like this, that if the floor is a dirt floor, which was a common reality, so there really was very little you could do for sweeping the floor because you're afraid of he'll be mashur gumas. If it's a city where some floors are dirt floors and some floors are not dirt floors, so even a person who has a wooden floor, there's a gzeira also if there's a dirt floor. If you have a city where nobody has dirt floors, so then you're allowed to sweep. What are you allowed to use? You're allowed to use something which the bristles aren't the secret they're going to break. So there are multiple reasons why a person would not necessarily be sweeping the floor after the Suda. So if that's true, a person is then told he should make sure not to drop things onto the floor because then the house is going to look like a mess and you have no way to clean it up. So that's part of your responsibility of having the house look nice. That applies chayin sura shachris imenu mamchab da'achaka. The same thing is true by the sura shachris. Then the Rama said the table should be set the whole yom Shabbos ad lachar avdolah till after avdolah. Yes, no yom lahiyoshtei mappas al shulchan mavad al yonah shal alechem pshum shemenar and a map and nimsa al shulchan magula. So they put two tablecloths on the table. Why? Besides the one that you put the challah dekel you put on top of the challahs, because this way when you take off the one which has the crumbs, you take it outside and shake it off, you end up with the table being without a tablecloth. If you have two on there, you take the top one off, you still have the bottom one there, and you won't leave the table being magula. So this point was, he brings it to Marshall, that to the point of the table it should always be looking Shabbos thick, that it should be covered with this tablecloth. You shouldn't leave the table bare for even those few moments, etc. Fine. Beis, Yishal Shiyulah Begadim Noyim LeShabbos. It's a person should attempt to have nice clothing for Shabbos. V'Me'iyef Shiyulah, if that's not possible, you can't afford it, you can't get it. L'Pachas Yishal Shul. Pirish Yishal Shalem Klapim Mata Shiyu Arukim Kemitas Hashirim Yoshim Beisam Begadim L'Mata Derech Kavod. So a person who was a worker had to wear shorter clothing because he couldn't have his clothing dragging down because he was busy going through the dirty streets, etc. The people who are the shirim would have could afford to have longer gowns, lounging, etc. So at least on Shabbos, a person should let down his garment to show that he's like the shirim, that on Shabbos we're lounging, we're relaxing as opposed to in the work mode. Okay, is that the Mishabura? Yilba, no, Mishabur. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Yishtadl. The Siva Chibato, you should be Mechabit Shabbos. With our Shechazal, Shalom, you hate Mabush, Shal Shabbos, Kamabush, Shal Chol. You should wear different clothing on Shabbos. Tarb Shal Yilbash for Shabbos, Mechoma, Shal Yilbash, Bechol, Filacholuk. You should change all of your clothing, even your shirt. Vimav Shaloy, Tarb Shiloy, Gam Talos, Achel Shabbos. You should have a Shabbos Talos as well. The person should change his belt, you know, to be a total change if possible. Now, these all the examples over here are the outer garments. In regards to undergarments, I mean, we change regularly, but that we should have special undergarments specifically for Shabbos. That's not clear that there's no need to have. I have my Shabbos underclothes. I have my Shabbos clothes, but I don't have my Shabbos underclothes necessarily. Kenoyim kviyacholta should be nice. What?
Shoes are a shayla, no?
Shoes are a shayla. That it's considered, it's not considered a chiyuv to change the shoes. It's considered meritorious, but it's not considered a chiyuv. Afilim who bederek levado based on Yehudim, even though he's not with amongst the Yidden, kam ken yilbash bedei Shabbos ki ein alabushim lechaber royim ki lechaber Shabbos. So it's not because of the people around you; it's because of the Shabbos. You want to show cover the Shabbos by wearing nice clothing. Because for chassidim, al yikach adam yelled b'Shabbos as yosim tchilo kar becheker kadesh al yitanet begodim. They would take a child. You have to make sure you might end up getting dirty. You should really put some type of cloth in between to prevent yourself from dirtying your Shabbos clothing. If a person did do it, so you know you can't clean it. So you know that's your. You have to do, but preferably a person should try and avoid that situation. It's interesting. There's two reasons why this is true. Over here, he says because of Kabbat Shabbos. It's more Kabbat. You don't want to walk around on Shabbos with this big splotch of the child spit up on your jacket, which you can't do anything about. Right. Later on, there is a din in Simshin Beis, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that we don't want you to put your hat in a place which is dusty. Because there you might come to clean up your hat, and that would be the malacha of malabim. So we're afraid the person's going to forget. So putting yourself into a situation, it's preferable to avoid a situation where you're going to get dirtied, because you might forget and try to clean it, and that's dealing with malacha deraisa and malabim. So the Ashir Meyoshim Beis Mahano Shainim Sichim Lasalik Bidayim in Oritz Bishila Malacha. They don't have to lift up their clothing because they're working, because they're sitting around, they're lounging around. The Bir Halacha over here says begadim noyim, bishas begadim lovin b'shab, bedei lovin b'shab, is it mitzvah kiyura lo yasa? And Yerabe hebi raya megemora, the rabbanon lov should glime ukmi b'shabes. They wear black clothing on Shabbos. Uveisa reshoy adam lasses mashiyirtsa lo b'fnei rabbin. So pi the result, the person's supposed to have white begadim on Shabbos. So it looks like a yura, like the whole city is dressed in white. He shows up in the shul, like in his white. I'm not going on the rizal. That's a Mexican yura. That's not that's not appropriate.
Your what, the arizal?
He looks what?
Your what, the arizal?
Based on the rizal, he's coming with white clothing, right? You'll see some people that they're alpikabola, that they wear everything white, top to bottom on Shabbos. I'm sure you've seen it in Eretz Yisrael. You see these people walking around on Shabbos, all in the white, especially if you're in Tzvas for Shabbos. Right? But the Shabbat says that it brings from the Pirim Gadim. Even if a person is a madrega to do that, he shouldn't publicize it. Do it in your house. Okay. Ches. Gimel, I'm sorry. Yilbash begad of Hanoyim. He should put on his nice clothing. And a person should then feel excited about the coming of Shabbos, like a person's going to greet the king or to greet Chasam Kala. He would wrap himself up and he would stand Rebbe Chanina. Vomer boyu benetz elikras Shabbos Malchus. Rabbi Amar boy kala boy kala. The Gemara didn't say where they stood.
Wrap himself up and stand and say boy.
He would say, Ruchin would say boy benetz elikras Shabbos Malchus. Rabbi Amar would say boy kala boy kala. You don't have to wait till Shabbos. After you go to the Merkut, you would chant and do Beg Day Shabbos. Therefore, it's preferable to wash yourself later in the day in order that you can immediately change into your Beg Day Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berura will say that they're talking about a person's washing up, you know, at home. But when he goes to the Merkel, it's a person should actually go earlier, not to get involved in being too close to Shabbos. Yilbish Ches B'yaluk B'yam on Motzi Shabbos Achar Havdolah, a person should maintain Bigdei Shabbos until after Havdolah. Okay. It sounds like after Havdolah that that it doesn't mean you have to, you know, we do discourage a person wearing Bigdei Shabbos on a Tuesday because that's not Bigdei Shabbos anymore. Motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to continue wearing Bigdei Shabbos. It's not considered, there's an element of the Hamshach of Shabbos after Shabbos that's not considered you're wearing Bigdei Shabbos on a weekday. You don't have to take them off immediately. Number one, that so, but the Mishnah Berura's point is you should maintain them on yourself until that point, not that you must remove them immediately. The more you can show cover for Shabbos, the better it is. Like we said before, so the Zohar says that the pasuk of our Eish B'chol Moshe Sechem B'yom HaShabbos is referring to the Eish of Mechloikis. So there's a special command in the Torah not to have Eish, not to have Mechloikis in the house on Shabbos. I'm not saying it's a good thing on Tuesday. We're just saying, you know, it's not, we're just saying that's a very bad thing on Shabbos. Then he would be Sameach to go out to greet the Melech. That actually would go out and step out to greet the Shabbos. We turn around to face towards the Marav. That's how we do it. And we pause for a moment like we're greeting an Adam Gadol, which is why some people have a meaning to bow, is if you'd be bowing towards the Adam Gadol. We don't make these extra Kabbalah, the extra kapitel of Kabbalah, but we just say Mr. Shalim HaShabbos. Even the places in which they do say other parts of Kabbalah Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos, but Yom Kippur and Shabbos, the minhag is not to. He brings this from the Knesset Gedolah, and I'm not sure what exactly the issue is. I imagine the elements of Yom Kippur sort of tamp down the way we are knowing, but I can't tell you for sure. Okay. So interesting. There's one point that we hear. The Mishnah Berurah says that they would face towards the west. So the simple pshat is because that was where the door was. Because if the mizrach we daven towards that's usually the front of the shul. So the door is in the back. So you're facing towards the door, greeting somebody coming in. It's actually not necessarily true. Rav Moshe says that you always face towards the west, no matter what. Even if the door would be in the east, the minhag is facing, because that's where the sun is setting. So you're facing towards the west, and you're saying, as the sun is going down, we're looking towards that and saying, now that's the siman that the Shabbos is coming. So you always face towards the west. Fine. Then the Ramah said that right after your roichitz, you should put on your Bigdei Shabbos. Yud Aleph. Become noshim and noigas kadam hadlokas neiris lerchitz is atzam libush Bigdei Shabbos vashu lehem. They don't wait till after they light the neiris to put on Bigdei Shabbos. They would wash, put on Bigdei Shabbos, and then light the neiris. Omim b'yam ha'mitzorim. Shem yisachim leishay b'chanus v'chukach rutzis v'loibshis. You know, they're in the store, and then they run, they wash themselves, and they get dressed. So, and then they like the neighbors, they're getting very close to Shkia. She should come home earlier. If she's running late. So the woman says, how can I light like Shabbos there is in a big day call? So I'd rather be over Shabbos, Bechilo Shabbos, Misafik, then I shouldn't chasholim wear Bid Dechol and Halakha's nerves. So we tell you, ma'am, it's much better you should wear Bid Dechol and light in the right time and put on your Bid Dechol afterwards than you should light later after you put on your Bid Dechol. The Balabai sees the woman of the household is running late. Miskadarla, Shahu Yadlik and Eris, he should light the Eris. She's going to be upset, how dare you take my mitzvah? Okay. But the mitzvah, if the only option is just sitting a bit in the dark, just sit in the dark, right? But you see from the what the chayyim was addressing, what the reality of the ground was that he was grappling with. Like this was, this had become mushers to people that it's like the worst thing in the world is to light Neiris Shabbos wearing bidechol, and then there's no way that a man could light instead of the woman. So this was the mess that they were stuck with. So he says, no, what do we got to do? Some are clear. So it's better, therefore, to wash closer towards the evening. Hanukkah is So referring to, he told me the washing up a little bit at home. So wait till a little later. This way you can change right away. That he washed face, hands, and feet, etc. Which is a whole procedure. Actually wait till later. They should be putting on Bidei Shabbos right after the mikvah and go straight into Shabbos. Some chassidim are makbid on that. They have this my love. You're right away being roichitz, being loivish, and etc. See, but the person has to recognize his realities. It's not the biggest takpada. Okay. Reis samagimel. Mi v'mi hamalikin v'im tov b'yom emunin. Boye zayin sitman. It's a long simon. Okay. The first sif. Aleph. Yehizor l'asas ner yofa. You should make a nice ner. More said the person who would make nice neris, he would be zeichet to children which are tamid chacham. V'yesh mecham l'asus tepsilus echad keneged zarcha echad keneged shomer. So they would do with an oil lamp. So they would do an oil lamp. They would put two different wicks on the two different sides. We don't light with an oil lamp, so for us it would be more relevant to two candles. But one keneged zarcher, one keneged shomer. Where does that come from? It comes from a Gemara that he saw somebody with two neighbors. He asked them, "Why do you have two neighbors?" He says, "One for zarcher, one for shomer." So the Gemara says that was how Klai Yisrael being mechaber Shabbos by doing that. Jechalim lahaysev lahadik shloisha arba neighbors b'chein nogu. You could have light more neighbors. It's not a limit. And the point being that in those days, this was the light of the house. So the more neiris, the better. It's more well lit. The brighter it is, the happier it is, etc. Chenov. The isha sheshocha pamachas lahadlik. A woman who forgot the light. So she has another nair. And if she forgets again, she has to do it again. You could add more, you just can't go less. The person grapple, wonder if nowadays the minhag is to do it, but it's a very... in general, it's a very, very embarrassing thing for the women. Like, I say, so you light three neiris. I mean, you have a kid already. He says, no, I don't have kids. So why are you lighting? Because I forgot one time to light. Why are you lighting five neiris? I forgot three times to light. Right? So the question is, is this kanas only true b'zman that, you know, this was the whole neiris, this was the whole light of the house? I mean, they separate chayshuk. So that was mamash. I mean, like, you know, it was a real, it's a tremendous avla on the woman's part that she didn't light the neiris. Nowadays, there's an argument that maybe that we don't have that same level of kanas, because so therefore, you know, there's other ways to at least to be mekayim the kanas in a more. You make the neiris larger, you add a little more oil, you know, we're making all that, etc. Let's leave the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow night. Okay.